think a lot of people from your explanation will understand the reason for the uprisings and the reason for at least some of the migration, immigration issues. Let's start talking about some solutions.
The increased proportion of migration that has found its way to the United States comes from the rural area. So about 30% of migrants from rural Mexico were in the United States in 2002 versus 19% in 1994. Now from 1980 to 1994, okay, migration from the surveyed rural communities to the United States increased by 95%. So this means that by 2002, migration to the United States was 452% higher than in 1980. These are staggering numbers, which I hope that people understand, because they show us that there's a structural problem here and that it's going to have to be addressed. What are the solutions, Michael? Well, the first one is that what we're seeing right now being discussed in the U.S. Senate is not the solution. The immigration bill that we're seeing discussed right now is not the solution. NAFTA has to go from a free trade agreement, as well as an investment agreement, to something that is structurally more sound. We have to redefine something that a lot of people out there haven't even heard about, which are institutions like the North American Bank for Development. This was a bank that was put forward during the NAFTA negotiations to respond to the extreme asymmetries in development between the two countries. And in particular, which takes us to one of the most important subjects for your work, Michael, which is what is happening with the border. And this is a bank that was put forward to deal with environmental issues at the border. But it wasn't a bank that was dealing with the agricultural problems in Mexico that are, as from the numbers that I'm showing you, one of the main causes for the increase in immigration and social upheaval in Mexico. We have to get into a very serious discussion at the level of the Mexican U.S. Congress, and I would even say Canadian Parliament, and redesign this bank, bring it back to life. It's an extremely undercapitalized bank. Adjust its goals. Work with a bank that really deals with development problems. I also think that we have to be very courageous and start talking, regardless of the difficulties that exist right now between the two countries, particularly after the invasion of Iraq from the Bush administration, to come back to the table and talk about the possibility of putting forward what is in the European Union called structural adjustment funds. These are funds shared by the members of the European Union. In this case, they would be the members of NAFTA, in which you target the underdeveloped regions of the three countries, by the way, not just Mexico, where you can start finding some kind of convergences, social and economic convergences between the highly developed areas and the extremely underdeveloped areas. It's the only way we're going to be able to tackle the core problems that, by the way, will become, as we know, at some point, national security problems, not just for the United States, but also for Mexico.
Well, you're using European Union a lot. I mean, are we talking about a North American bloc?
I would say that we're talking about some kind of a North American community more than a bloc. A bloc, for me, more talks about trade or economic bloc. I would think that we need to go also at the political level, regardless of the difficulties due to the very complicated history between Mexico and the United States, in which we can really start tackling these problems where we can share the burden of underdevelopment, which is the main cause of security issues, human security and national security issues.
Start off with the North American Bank. What are the barriers to that?
Well, it's undercapitalized. It's mainly focused on environmental issues at the border. These are very important, of course. We will continue having these environmental problems if we don't fix the immigration problems that are caused to a great extent by an undercapitalized agricultural sector.
But what is the agreement that has to happen between what parties to flip the light switch to on to allow this discussion to take place and the bank to the European Union-like environment to happen?
Those of us who are very concerned and serious about this issue would have to convince the key members of Congresses in Mexico and the U.S. and the parliamentarians in Canada, members of Parliament in Canada, we would have to convince them that it's in their constituency's interest to sustain and to redefine and really launch a serious effort to have a self-sustainable developmental bank. This is a bank that really responds to the need of a North American community. And unfortunately, this bank is not responding to this. I've had conversations with members of the U.S. Congress, as well as members of the Mexican Congress and members of Parliament from Canada, where, believe it or not, Michael, some of them didn't even know of the existence of this bank. And it is part of NAFTA. It's a development that comes from NAFTA.
Look at the border. We've talked about so many different issues. What does it look like 5 years from now?
If there were no serious development programs from both sides, we are going to have a very chaotic border. The environmental pressures at the Mexico-U.S. border are becoming unsustainable. One of the main problems, Michael, is the lack of key resources. This is one of the driest borders in the world, if I may say, ironically speaking. Population has not stopped rising. And that population, particularly on the side of Mexico, but also on the side of the United States, are being confronted by a war that is going to have further environmental pressures. The Mexican state does not have the capacity to put forward a set of social policies to sustain the ever-growing needs of the population at the border. It just doesn't have it. Let me give you a little piece of data, for example, how water is distributed in Mexico, which is very similar to what happens in California and in New Mexico and Arizona. In Mexico, 82.7% of water is used in agriculture, for example. The northern border does not use agriculture. It's basically an assembly line political economy. Where are you going to get the water from? In the case of the water that comes from the north, it's almost at the same level of the percentage as Mexico used for agriculture. And the needs of the population at the border are dire. We need more key resources. I mean, that border cannot sustain itself without those key resources. The other thing that we need to do is we need to decompress the border. We need to develop central and southern Mexico as to stop the internal immigration in Mexico that pushes itself on the border. So we need to actually attract the Mexican populations that are at the border to start going down towards the center and the south of Mexico as we go stopping the immigration from the south of Mexico to the north of Mexico. And that can only happen if we start developing those areas in Mexico. So we really have only one option, which is to start developing the center and the south of Mexico. And of course, Michael, at the political level, there has to be a serious discussion on dismantling the wall. We are going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way.
Thank you, William. The more I do these interviews, the more I realize that NAFTA actually put a lot of the pieces together and that there's a real need for a North American functionally block, or however you call that, and there's really a need to create economic development in Mexico. Thank you. www.marsound.com. Please enter comments and we'll hear you talk to you soon.